This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Officials say four people are dead and 159 are unaccounted for after the partial collapse of a beachside building in Florida. Miami-Dade's mayor noted Friday rescue officials were still searching for survivors more than 24 hours after the collapse. She says there's still hope of finding people alive in the rubble. A fire official says rescue operations continued throughout the night, and 130 firefighters are working at the site. Crews are using dogs and microphones as they sift through the wreckage. Miami-Dade's police director says authorities are working with the medical examiner's office to identify the four victims. Former Minneapolis policeman Derek Chauvin will be sentenced on Friday for murdering George Floyd in May 2020 after a trial widely seen as a major moment in the history of U.S. policing. A jury found Chauvin guilty on April 20th of multiple charges, including murder and manslaughter. Prosecutors had asked for a 30-year prison sentence. The defense has asked for probation and has sought a retrial ahead of an expected appeal. Video of Chauvin, who is white, kneeling on the neck of Floyd, a 46-year-old black man in handcuffs, for more than 9 minutes, sparked outrage around the world and the largest protest movement seen in the United States in decades. Prosecutors may call on Floyd's relatives to talk about the impact of his death during the Friday afternoon hearing in a Minneapolis, Minnesota courtroom. Chauvin, who has chose not to testify at his trial, has a right to address the judge before he is sentenced. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.